KQ4LOO. Mobile.
4LOO, KO4HKX.
Okay, then Piedmont, where are you located? I didn't quite catch the call sign either.
KO4HKX, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. Patrick, and I'm up here in Penrose outside of Brevard, North Carolina.
This is having a burn a bad area. I'm not sure what's going on.
No copy on that one. This is KO4HKX.
XM4ZLK.
HKX, go ahead, Shane.
I'm just checking on you. I didn't get back to you at the top of the hour like I said I would. Sorry about that.
Real busy.
Traffic on the repeater.
Been quite a bit this afternoon.
Had son have an accident? Is that what happened?
Perry was out this morning, I guess coming to work or going to work, and a tree fell across his truck and broke his back.
Man, that's terrible. I hope he's going to be all right. I'm glad he wasn't killed.
But he's going to have a long recovery.
Son that was doing all the welding. I hate to hear that. Everything else good up that way?
Trying to get my tractor started at the moment. I got to go clear the neighbor's driveway. He had a little landslide there. So I got to try to open it back up where at least he can get in and out.
I imagine it might not be over. As soft as the ground is, it could be some more trees falling.
Like I said, I'm just going to try to move it to where I can get the road back open is my main goal.
We'll let you go. Just wanted to check on you. Been doing other stuff around here. We had I don't know if I told you, had a tree fall in our backyard, and one branch landed right beside the generator, and it was angled. If it had been a straight branch, it would have landed on top of the generator. So it was like a perfect bend right around the edge of the generator.
It didn't hit it. That's the main thing.
All right, I'll let you go. And have you been able to get out, or you been just staying on the radio?
Radio all day.
Maybe in a few minutes I can come back here and relieve you for a little bit if there's people needing information.
If I can get this tractor started.
Minutes. Have you got people that are requesting help or things like that?
There's nothing like that. It's just keeping track of everything, and if there is a need, come in, trying to get it to the person that can help the most.
I'll check back with you in a few minutes.
Thank you, Shane.
KO4HKX, W4DJW.
KO4HKX here.
Hey, Patrick, I was just reporting back on the gas situation. I went to the Sphinx at 290 and Rutherford, I guess that's Rutherford, old Rutherford. Anyway, the Sphinx or the gas station across the street, I think it's a Shell, neither one of them had power, so neither one of them were pumping gas. Went down to Wade Hampton to the QT. It's got the entrance blocked off because no power, no pumping gas. And I went down to the Union 76 past McDonald's going toward Greenville, leaving Greer, and no pumping gas. So I was unsuccessful. If you hear anybody that knows where anybody's pumping, and if they are starting to pump gas, they're probably going to be a long line because I think there was a bunch of people out hunting for gas for generators. But anyway, I was not able to find any.
Information.
Go ahead, Brent.
K2TXJ. Just came down Buncombe. The hot spot on Buncombe is selling gas. There's about a quarter mile line there, but they do have gas, and they're open.
Thank you for that. A quarter mile long line. Now it's a question of whether I want to wait into in a line a quarter mile long. I figured there would be long lines. I appreciate that.
And the Sphinx at the corner of Buncombe and Wade Hampton. I just came by there. I'm pretty sure they were selling gas, too. They were open.
That's the one I just went through, and they were the entrance was blocked off on them and the QT across the street.
Moonville area, the Sphinx in Moonville and the QT in Moonville were both open and have gas.
Close that one then, Dave, because that was that spot a little bit further down the road on Buncombe. There, go up to 14. That one was open in long line, but they were selling gas.
I appreciate the info. W4DJW. Back to KO4HKX.
Now, Matt told me where there was some gas at over on the QT and the Sphinx on 25 and Ferris Bridge. I know that's a little far for you, but easily has some gas over there. And Gavin reported that the Sphinx and the QT on Poinsett Highway and Stone Avenue, there where Rutherford Road crosses Poinsett, they have gas there.
Okay, Amy and I were just trying to figure out which one's the best one for us to go try. I appreciate the info, W4DJW.
Right.
Go ahead.
Y'all caught my last transmission, but I'm located in Moonville, on the corner of 25 and Antioch Church Road at the Sphinx. They're still on gas, and the QT right up the at the next light just got gas too.
Benson Center, Patrick Donaldson, Air Force Base, or the old Air Force Base, Southern Greenville, N4ZLK.
That's what I was thinking, it's pretty good ways away from where Dave's at, so. Did you try Sandy Flats up there, Dave?
No, I didn't go that far north. There are trees down everywhere. There's like you have one lane road in a lot of places, and you have to wait for traffic coming at you to stop, and then you can go and vice versa. So it's just like an inchworm. Everybody's inching around ever so slowly out there. It looks like a war zone.
Information break. Sandy Flat is closed down. They're not pumping gas, no power. The little gas station on up 252 there.
There's a Wee Willie's up there. That one's also down. Everything up in that whole area is out of power. That's where I'm at. This is N4VUT.
Thank you for that information.
Okay, Patrick, I think I'm going to try the one down in Greer, 14, the hot spot down there. I might just go down there and sit in line for a little while, have some cell phone connectivity, because we don't have any here. The ham radio is the only connectivity with the outside world here right now. Appreciate you doing what you're doing, Patrick. KO4HKX, W4DJW, clear.
WK5WLL.
Go ahead, Leroy.
On at Brushy Creek, and Buncombe was pumping fuel, but they had a long lines, too.
Yeah, that's a little bit further from me, but it's not too far. I could make that. So if the line looks really bad at Hotspot, I might go over to that one. I know where that is.
Yeah, that's the one just up from Greer Hospital.
Appreciate that info. Good info. W4DJW.
Anything in the Taylors, everything's out.
So is Northern Greer. And there's no utility trucks up here either, so it doesn't look like we're going to have anything for days.
No, sir, it doesn't. There's nothing in Taylor's area, and there's major power lines down across East Lee.
All right, appreciate it, Leroy. I'm going to head out again, see if I can find some gas. W4DJW.
W5WLL.
And you too, Leroy, and everybody else on their own frequency, KO4HK, standing by.
I'm back in the driveway, and I'm going to hunker down for a while. KO5WLL. Thank you, Patrick.
K4HNR.
KO4HK, go ahead.
On this Sphinx here off 25 at Tigerville Road. I think I heard someone say something about that earlier.
Tigerville Road, I'm trying to think where that's at. Off the top of my head. Oh, you're talking about in Traveler's Rest. I do not know on that one.
I'm mobile now. I'm sitting in about a quarter mile line here. We'll see. We'll test our luck here.
Were you able to make contact with your family in Girton?
Got a cell phone signal through. They're doing okay. I appreciate that.
That's good news. Hopefully everything stays that way and you can get you some gas there and get back home safely. KO4HK, standing by.
You know how it goes here in probably half an hour. All right, K4HNR.
4SOE.
4SOE.
Switch radios and a feed line just to test the theory I have with some noise. Operating 5 watts on external. How's the sound over?
And it sounds like you got another radio on in the background.
Well, yeah, I do. Stand by. 10 watts. 10 watts. How's that sound over?
KO4HKX.
Some noise I need to isolate. Was that noisy an hour ago, or was that pretty clear?
Clear. You're noisier now than you were then.
Yeah, I'm just operating on a little IC705 on 10 watts. I'll switch back over to the other radio and we'll check again. Thank you. W4SOE.
KO4HK, standing by.
Here at the Reedy River in right beside South Greenwood College on West Georgia Road, and it is probably about 15 to 20 feet higher than normal, and I believe we're probably going to get, it's probably going to go even higher, so all the rivers and creeks around, watch out, be careful going through. We're still expecting the tributaries to finish emptying out into the river, so I'm pretty certain that it's going to go up even more.
Can I get a name and call sign, please, sir?
4LOO, I'm sorry, and this is Tal, by the way.
Please, sir.
Tal, Tango Alpha Lima.
Make sure I was right. That's all. I just want to make sure I'm putting down the information right there. Thank you for that information, Tal.
KQ4LOO, standing by.
4HKX, standing by.
Main radio, how's this over?
I got double with you a little bit there. Go ahead.
This is W4SOE, back on a main station, Hal, copy.
That's good, I wouldn't change a thing.
Huh, okay, well, maybe I isolated the noise then. Good, thanks, I'll be hanging around. And Elisha did call me, he's en route, and hopefully he's able to make contact.
Elijah's a good guy, if he'll do all he can anyway. Okay, standing by.
This is KQ4LOO with a question.
Can I miss your call sign and name, but go ahead.
4LOO, Tal. I'm just wondering how my signal sounds because I'm actually using an HT with a mobile antenna mounted to the top of my truck.
Happy, but you're perfectly readable, so I would not worry about anything. For these conditions, you are great.
Thank God for ham radios. KQ4LOO, standing by.
Alpha Zulu Echo.
For 4 Alpha Zulu Echo, KO4HKX, here, go ahead.
Thanks for picking me up. I was just checking to see in Easley. Does anybody know if the gas stations are open or got power or anything anywhere around down Easley?
That I've heard in Easley that had power was around the Chick-fil-A, that area there. Now, it could be more than that, but that's all I've heard. Or the gas station out on 25, the Sphinx and the QT there, on 183 cross, not too far from you. They've got power in there. We're pumping gas. So there is some limited power and gas in that area.
I was just checking to see before we went out to see if they had any gas. All right. Thank you for coming back to me and picking me up on that. November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo.
Like somebody's wanting to hold a key down there and no audio. Can you give me a name to go with your call sign?
X Delta Uniform, Delta Echo.
That's unusual, but thank you for coming back to me there, and hopefully you can find you some gas in that area. If not, if a little bit further out on Poinsett Highway, the QT and the Sphinx down there on Rutherford Road and Stone, that area had gas over there, but it was extremely busy was the last report.
I was looking some for the generator. I was trying to avoid siphoning out of the cars, you know, but may wind up having to do that. But, yeah, thanks for coming back to me on that. And I'm going to listen for a few minutes in case anybody knows of something else. And thanks again. N4AZE.
And hopefully you can find you some gas. That's all the reports on it that I have that's close to your area.
W4CTW.
You go ahead.
I'm up here, Pelham Road and 85. Just want to let everybody know the Stop a Minute gas station there, Pelham Road right off the highway, does have power. They are operating a good bit of a line there, but they are selling gas, do have power.
That's the Sphinx, KO4HKX.
That's the Stop a Minute gas station.
My fault. You were clean copy. I just been in the midst of writing all that down. I forgot what you said.
Most of Pelham Road has actually got power, so a lot of the restaurant stores, I believe the Walmart up there even has power, so that's a lot of stuff open for folks if they're looking for a place.
Thank you for that information, Tyler. KO4HKX, standing by. ZLK, KO4HKX.
4ZLK.
For about an hour.
Then I'll be right back.
Okay, standing by. Patrick, I'll be back at the home 22 in a few minutes if you need hand. WW4JT. I gotta go out and jump my tractor off and go clean the neighbor's driveway up so at least he can get in and out. So I just need a little bit of time to do that right quick.
About 15 minutes to get back, but Shane's available, that's fine too, whichever.
I'll be here until then, KO4HKX.
XN4ZLK.
4HKX, go ahead, Shane.
Anything I need to know?
Where to start? lots of people looking for gas, and I can give you the last reports I had if you want that.
Good and all. I heard the Pelham and 85 Stop a Minute.
Okay, the Brushy Creek Exxon, Leroy said it had gas. And Stone has gas. The QT has gas there also. Gas station, the QT and the Sphinx on 25 and Ferris Bridge, it has gas and they are pumping there. That's all the gas stations that I know of right off.
This is KQ4LOO. Also, if you're close to the Moonville area, the QT and the Sphinx on 25. The Sphinx is on the corner of Antioch Church Road and 25. And then two lights up, it's actually two lights up from that, will be the QT, and they both are serving gas.
And 4ZLK.
But other than that, that's all I got right now. And like I said, I'll have my radio with me. I won't be able to write anything down. So I'll be able there to answer questions if you need anything, Shane.
Patrick, this is N4ZLK, and I'll be taking over an informal emergency. Now, I guess it's not really an emergency, but I'll go ahead and take it over for you, Patrick. I'll sit here, and anybody needs any information. N4ZLK.
Like I said, I'll be monitoring. I might hear the tractor in the background.
Thank you for all you did and all you were doing today. I know everybody appreciated it.
Do it. And thank you for giving me a little bit of a break there. KO4HK, stand it by.
KX.
KO4HKX here.
Hey, Patrick. Yeah, I've been trying to get power up here and
some things, so I haven't been doing much monitoring. But I did hear you had the repeater or the frequency for Spartanburg emergency. What is that again?
I'd have to look at my paperwork. I'm not inside right now, Warren. Give me just a minute. I'll walk back in.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cause you extra work.
Let me walk back in there.
Good morning, this is KQ4LLO, Talmadge Pollard. How are you, my friend?
Oh, are you getting along? Is this Talmadge, right?
Yeah, I was at work, and I had to work outside during the brunt of the storm, and things were flying everywhere, so I could only imagine what it was like when I got off and drove down the road. It was actually worse than I thought it was going to be.
Pretty bad out there. I was out just a little bit trying to find a couple more heavy-duty extension cords, but it's pretty bad out there.
But is that not to mention the people that don't know how to drive will pay attention to what they're doing while they're driving, because I've just witnessed a major accident while I'm sitting over here at the river, and it literally happened like within 200 feet of me, so.
That is 441.675 with a positive offset, 91.5.
Very much.
There is a net going on, was a net, I don't know if it's still going on, I can't monitor it from here. But 7.232 is also an emergency net on HF if anybody needs it.
Patrick, you take some time off now. Thanks so much. N4HHC and 73 Talmadge.
Thank you for LOO standing by.
Canar, N4ZLK.
Hey, how's it going?
Online at the gas station.
I'm 4's in line for my pump. I'm getting pretty excited.
Bridge and a white horse.
North up 25 with the Sphinx, where the Sphinx car wash is, and Tigerville Road.
Run Traveler's Rest. Okay. That's another station that has fuel for right now anyway.
We'll see how it is after me and about 100 other people here fill up their cars and gas tanks.
Getting fuel for the generator as well.
It's all I need. I've got I've got a 5 gallon and a 2.5 gallon here. I'm going to fill it up.
Later have an hour meter on it or a countdown. How many hours left?
I don't think so. I think it just shows you how long it's been running, but it does have a fuel gauge.
Old school fuel gauge, a floating fuel gauge, but it doesn't really work that well. Gives me an idea, but I just unscrew the cap and look inside. I think I'm down to half a tank or close to it. It's been running since 6:30-ish this morning.
Yeah, and I've got a couple propane tanks too. I can switch it over and run off the propane if I need to.
I forgot that was was it three fuel or just dual fuel?
Yeah, I needed a gas line. I think, yeah, the house didn't come with a gas line, but needed that to do the tri-fuel.
So, Traveler's Rest Sphinx on 25 and Tigerville Road has gas, if anybody's listening. Check with Hayden, see if he knew anything about the Easley area.
Tim, and he has not texted back, so as soon as I hear something, I'll let you know.
Not much, and let me know how it goes there. N4ZLK, standing by.
Say that there, the Lowe's, Walmart, and the Chick-fil-A in that area does have power, so if there's a gas station around, I would assume it also has power, but yeah, I'll let you know when I hear something. K4HNR, I'll be monitoring.
QT right across from Walmart, so I would assume they would have power as well. ZLK, standing by.
4BDR. This is W4BDR calling KC4SKD. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, over.
KSO with information.
SAO M4ZLK, I believe we got your call right. Go ahead.
You're at 290 and 85, and Duncan does have fuel. I was able to get some. There's a few pumps closed, and there's a, we sat here 30 minutes in line to be able to get fuel, but it does still currently have fuel if there's people in the Duncan area looking.
Thank you very much. QT at 85 and 290 in Duncan still has fuel. Thank you for that information.
3.
ZLK, standing by.
Call, sorry about that. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. I'm looking for Larry if anybody's listening.
Larry N4ZLK.
Copy on that. This is Randall, little brother. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. My call used to be KD4JIK. But yeah, I was just trying to see somebody. If it hurt him, let him know we're okay. If you got a cell phone down there, you can text him for me or try to.
Give me your cell phone number. I have not heard him on the radio, but I do know Larry. I've talked to him many times, so if you give me your, or give me his cell phone number, sorry, I will text him.
Roger, roger on that. His number is 864-859-4733. That's 864-859-4733. And since I'm actually hit 61, if he can try to contact me here real quick, that would be awesome. I'll try to listen out on, get that one.
Check the number and get your name and call again. And also, look on your receive signal there. It sounds like you might be on an HT. And find where it's coming in the best and stand right there in that spot. Because you were kind of in and out. That came through really clear at points, and then other times you faded out. So, I've got 864-659-4733. Is that correct?
59-4733.
59-4733. That is Larry's number, correct?
He's an antenna off the house, so I can't.
A mobile in the house. And what is your name again?
Randall, RANDALL, call sign November 9, Tango Echo Charlie.
Minutes and I will text him or give him a call even and let him know you're looking for him and maybe have him come over here. N9TEC, N4ZLK, give me just a couple minutes.
Earlier, he was out doing some shopping, getting a few things he needed, and then he was going back home.
I'll text him. His brother wants him to get a hold of him and let him know they're okay, so thank you for that. I'll be back in just 1 minute. N4ZLK.